Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios every single week, I have Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm happy. It's good to be here. It's holiday season, so it's a good time of year.
It is a very good time of year. It's exciting. There's a lot going on throughout the entire community, and this is an off year. It's weird. It doesn't really feel like Christmas is a couple days away.
I know. It almost feels like Christmas in Florida or something. We have no snow.
You know, last week, Thursday, Friday, even Saturday, I had the air conditioner running in my car.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird, but snow will be here sooner or later, and if you need to make sure you have your vehicles off the streets so that the snow plows can come along and plow snow without being hindered. And they will plow you in if you leave your car out there. They're busy when that happens. So.
Right. Yeah. I was actually talking to someone that works for the city, and they were kind of telling me how many plows they have. It's not very many.
I was going to say how few.
They have. So when they're out plowing roads and it is a straight up blizzard outside, they don't have time to stop, go and track you down and ask you to move your vehicle. They've got one job to do and they've got a big area to cover. Yep. They don't have time for you to move your vehicle. You've got to get it out of the way.
That's right. You need to move it out of your way. And you know, it's the right thing to do, not to hinder the snowplows and even your garbage cans and things like that. On your garbage day, have your can out for the garbage truck to come get it, but then get it back out of the way.
Oh, yeah. And don't leave it there for the whole week. No. I know a lot of people that do that, too. They leave it at the side of the road and just take their trash out to it. No, you got to move it. When there is snow and the plows are coming. And another thing is, I've learned that if it is snowing and I know the plows are going to come, I wait to shovel my own driveway until after they've gone by, because I'll shovel the whole thing and then they push snow up into my driveway. So then I got to redo it.
Yep, they will. And you know, they're not trying to be mean or anything. That's just the nature of the beast. That's how the plow works, is it throws snow off to the side. So, and make sure that if you live on a city street and have a sidewalk in front of your house, you get your sidewalk shoveled as well.
Right. And another huge disclaimer, because last year we had insane amounts of snow. We actually had to throw out some PSAs for the postal service and ask people to shovel around their mailboxes.
Yes.
Because the mail carriers could not get to the mailboxes without having to get out of their vehicle and walk around. And then it's a hazard for them.
Yep.
So a couple of things. Make sure that the fire hydrants around your house are clear of snow. Your mailboxes are clear of snow. Sidewalks, if you live in a city area where you have a public sidewalk, make sure that is clear of snow. Lots of things we need to talk or think about.
Good old Carbon County. We're going to wake up one day and we'll have snow for sure. That's going to happen. And if you keep on top of it all winter long, it's not a hassle. If you let it pile up and have to shovel out your hydrant or shovel out your mailbox, that's when it becomes work.
Right. When it warms up in the day and melts, and then that night it freezes and it's no longer snow, it's an ice block.
Yep.
It's a little bit of work.
So this is a good time of year to reflect on the things that worked for you throughout the year, your positives versus your negatives, I always call it. So I like to reflect back on my year and think of the good things that worked for me and do that again next year. And then the negatives in my life, I try to improve on this time of year. So just get people thinking, set your goals. And when you do set goals for the next year, make sure they're reasonable goals and achievable. Don't set unreasonable goals, because that actually will have a reverse effect on you. It'll make you depressed if
you know,
can't meet your goal.
That's crazy. I just had this conversation with someone last night. When you set an unreasonable goal and you have these crazy high expectations for yourself, when things are not going the way you planned it out in your mind, you get frustrated and then you give up.
Yep.
So
yep.
Definitely, I don't want to tell you to aim low with your goals. I'm just saying make them reasonable.
Set an achievable goal, and with the idea that once that goal is achieved, you'll set another goal.
Right.
So you can always look forward to something. But this is a good time of year for that. Enjoy time with family and friends, and of course, be responsible. Make sure that you're not driving under the influence. If you're going to holiday parties and you know you're going to be partaking in spirits, make sure that you have a designated driver in advance already planned, so you don't have to make that decision in an impaired state.
Right. And this is definitely the time. We are days away from Christmas, so there are a lot of holiday parties going on. And this weekend is going to be jam-packed with Christmas Eve day on Sunday. Friday and Saturday are going to be big days.
Lots going on. And keep in mind, your local law enforcement team works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They will be working for this holiday. If you need them, call them. They'll be happy to come around. But keep them in your thoughts, because they are out there while everyone else is home generally.
Yeah, they definitely are. When you see them, give them a wave.
They'd love
honk at them, tell them thank you, because they're out there working while you're on your way to go visit with family.
Yep, and it's I actually didn't mind working the holidays when I was on patrol because it generally is a quiet day. Hopefully it'll be that way this year.
Fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else that you would like to mention this morning?
Nope, just grateful to be in the position of Sheriff. Want to thank the community for all they've done for me, and I'm blessed to be in this position, and tell everyone Merry Christmas.
Yes, very, very Merry Christmas to everyone in the Castle Country area. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. For more on this interview or additional Castle Country Focus interviews, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.